Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Galen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Good morning. Thank you. We appreciate you. We're glad to be with you. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the car right now, maybe you're just listening to us on, whether it's online, MichiganSportsNetwork.com or on the iHeartRadio app or however you get your audio. If you want to listen back to our podcast, if you missed any portion of the show, our opponent previews with Greg Sharp from Nebraska, previewing Michigan State against Nebraska, Chris Carlin, Rutgers play-by-play, to talk a little bit about Michigan against Rutgers tomorrow as well. Either way, you can find us on SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony at AEC Bellino. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. And, of course, the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176, to share any of your thoughts. You can find us on television, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN. You can hit us on Facebook at X's and Bros and on Twitter at XB Mornings. By the way, fellas, I put this poll question up last night because I was very interested just to kind of find out where people sort of stand. And I excluded the Mannings from this. I went with the Monday Night Football crew, right? So it'd be Steve Levy and Uncle Lou, Louis Riddick, and Brian Greasy. But what is your, who's the best broadcast combo? 45% of voters right now say Nance and Romo on CBS over Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on NBC, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on Fox, and then Monday Night Football. So it goes 45% to Nance and Romo, 36% to Al and Chris, only 10% to Joe and Troy, and 9% to the Monday Night Football crew. Are you surprised at Nance and Romo at number one? Because for me personally, I mean, out of those teams, I would have them ranked fourth.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would kind of agree with that.
Ranking them fourth or putting them at number one?
Putting them at one. Just first of all, just not a fan. I think we grew up with like such a good Monday Night Football broadcast that it's just never going to be the same. You just can't. I'm sorry, you can't beat John Madden. It's like impossible. I just don't really like any NFL broadcast teams right now. To be honest, I think the best analyst that was doing football games is now in the Lions front office, and that's Chris Spielman. He was the best actual analyst of a football game. Now, is Romo the best at telling you what's going to happen? Yeah. But I'm really not a fan of anything, any of the broadcasts.
You're not a fan of anything. I hate everything. Here's what I want you to do for this Sunday's game, if you're watching the CBS broadcast with Nance and Romo. Listen to how weird it gets. And I'm not going to lie. Like, we do some weird radio, but we're doing sports radio, which is different than television. Like, we are, for 3 hours every morning, it's sports radio, right? So we're not building a nuclear submarine. And part of it has to be there's a certain level of people, like, you know, and then entertainment level, if you will, to sports radio. But, like, Nance and Romo get weird during the broadcast. And it for me, it's uncomfortable because I listen to it and I feel like, you know, you got Romo doing all the, yeah, well, all that weird stuff. And then you got Nance sometimes trying to be like, watch out for the tight end here. And it's like a run to the complete opposite side of the field. It's like, you got to let Romo do his job because, you know, that's what he does. Romo, chill out on all the weird noises you make throughout the broadcast. Jim, just call the game. Like, I feel like there's this kind of weird battle for like alpha superiority. And I don't know if that's just me.
I think that's in a lot of people's head because of the whole contract, money, right? Thing. last year. I don't hear that at all from them. Maybe you do, but I don't get that at all. I think Jim Nance, the guy's what, 75 years old. I don't think he really cares about other people. I think he's got enough money. The guy has a par three in his backyard.
He does have par three. Yeah, he's definitely got the coolest backyard out of any broadcast team. That much is for sure. Ryder Cup today, beginning. Somehow my coverage is concluded on the app, which I don't believe that's even possible. So I'm going to have to fire that thing up during our next break to be able to, you know, watch the opening tee shot here. USA, as I mentioned, 3-9 since 95. Not looking good at all. I mean, this is USA leads the all-time series. They're 26-14-2. Europe 11-8-1. Great Britain and Ireland are 3-18-1. Does that make sense? That's what they say for the overall results, according to PGAtour.com. So we shall see. What else is going on outside of the Ryder Cup in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so real quick as we span the globe in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, we're going to start with the NFL last night. The Carolina Panthers won the game, but they lost Christian McCaffrey to a strained hamstring, and J.C. Horn broke his foot. So although they won the game, they lost a couple to injuries. By the way, the NFL Network broadcast. Who is the host? What is her name? Who's there with, like, Michael Irvin and Joe Thomas, Steve Smith?
I don't know. I'm not sure. If I saw a picture of her, I would probably know, but right off the top of my head, no idea.
I know it's got to be tough. Yo, get Kay Adams out there. Whoever's hosting, like, you got to let the analysts do their analyst job and just try to, you know, you're basically just maintaining the conversation. You're the host. That's all you have to do. You set up the conversation and you let them talk and stop interrupting them every 5 seconds. Like, it's just people talking over each other the whole time. I was watching, I'm like, what are we doing here right now? The New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick never evolved as Tom Brady aged, according to trainer Alex Guerrero. I find that this is interesting because this to me seems like when Tiger's caddy, Steve, would like say things. It's like, dude, you're the trainer. Nobody needs to hear this. You don't have to tell the Boston Herald anything. Right? I just really don't. As Tom got into his late 30s, early 40s, I think Bill was still trying to treat him like a 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. He's older, so he should be treated differently. And all the players, none of them would have cared that he was treated differently. I mean, he's quarterbacked, you know, 7 Super Bowl victories. He obviously is different than everybody else on that roster. And maybe if that's why Tom decided to leave, sure, that's fine. I saw a stat yesterday that said Bill Belichick without Tom Brady, I don't know how, 7-7 at home? Like, you just cannot replace somebody like Tom Brady. That's it, and whoever's coming next, like Mac Jones, like, good luck, but you'll never, no one's ever living up to that expectation that Boston fans now have for that position, right? And that team, like that expectation, like what they were able to accomplish over the course of Brady's tenure in New England will never be repeated, ever. Like, that is such a one-of-a-kind, unique situation in the history of NFL football. It's hard to get back there. It is. It's hard to win it twice.
As the great Canadian philosopher Justin Bieber once said, never say never.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah. But the host last night was Colleen Wolf on NFL Network. Mm. And Alex Guerrero, just don't talk. I don't care to hear from you. And Tom Brady went over this yesterday. He goes, it was an emotional thing. A lot of people get emotionally involved and have their own opinions on what happened, but I'm focused on being in Tampa Bay.
Exactly. That's all you can do. They asked Sam Darnold, you know, the host last night was asking Sam Darnold about the Jets. He's like, I don't want to talk about that. He's like, I'm happy to be here where I'm at. It's just uncomfortable. Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday with an illness, air quotes, Sources say he'll be good to go on Sunday. That's bad news, Bears, for the Lions. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., you probably forgot he still even played there. He's closer to the return, said we'll see if he's available on Sunday now that they're down, Juice is out. Rob Pelinka expects all Los Angeles Lakers players to be fully vaccinated by the opener. Zach LaVine said this season is crucial and critical for the Chicago Bulls' future and his own. Bulls made some nice offseason acquisitions, and the NHL expects 30 of its 32 teams to open arenas at 100% capacity for the upcoming 21-22 season. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns. The king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. Man, it's a pleasure to be here. Look, folks, the Ryder Cup is underway. You can call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line to share your thoughts on anything. 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176, or text us. Use the keyword sports radio and send it to 21,000. Just so you know, I had tweeted this out, just going, you know, retweeting across the board right now. But the morning session today and Saturday features foursomes. Foursomes is also known as alternate shot, which means players on each two-man team play one ball and they alternate hitting shots. You go first, I go second, you go third, I go fourth, so on and so forth. The team with the lower score wins the hole. If both teams make the same score, the hole is halved, right? And the winning pair earns 1 point for their team. Half match equals half a point for each country. The afternoon sessions for both today and tomorrow will be four ball. Four ball format, each member of the two-man team plays his own ball, and each team counts the lowest of the two scores, also known as best ball. So when you hear foursomes, that's alternate shot. You hear four ball, that's best ball, because all four balls are in play. Same thing, teams have the same score, the hole is halved. Winning pair gets 1 point for their team. A half match, half a point. Sunday, that's your singles. That's all 24 players on each team facing off in 12 singles matches. Every match worth a point. First team to 14.5 points wins the Ryder Cup. So just a quick little debriefing on the events today, because I don't know, you know, you never know what, you don't know what you don't know, right? and you never know who knows what, so you don't want to necessarily take it for granted. But this is a very unique sort of event. And as Huge mentioned when he called in live from Whistling Straits there in Kohler, Wisconsin, with the international travel being the way it is because of COVID-19, it's a very, very home crowd. The Solheim Cup, which took place at our affiliate down in the Glass City in Toledo, the Solheim Cup at Inverness Club, is the women's version of the Ryder Cup. Same thing, same format, same type of deal, and they had the same thing with their crowds as well. Very American-based. It's an American event. The Ryder Cup, to me, I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle, but I feel like it kind of does because it's on a football weekend.
Playoff? Is this the PGA playoff?
Oh, boy.
Is this better than the FedEx Cup playoffs, yes. Because we don't know, like,
this isn't the playoff, though?
No. This is not the FedEx Cup playoff. This is a exhibition event for King and Country, right? Yes.
Okay, so it's like the NHL All-Star game back in the day. USA
versus the world. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, the USA didn't win. Of course they didn't. How would they win?
Right. Slava Fetisov's on the other side.
Any team with more than one Slava is going to win in hockey. This is known, right? So we've got the Ryder Cup. I'm excited about it. I don't want it to be, like I said, lost in the fold. Right? And I feel like that's kind of what happens. Because it's played during a football weekend. You know, tonight you've got high school football, so you'll be on the move, I'm sure, throughout the day. It might be on at work where you're at if they have a television. I pushed for a television at the grocery store for years. That was never going to happen, but I thought we should have had TVs with sports. I mean, why not? This morning you have Team USA features Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. Europe will have Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia. So those two will actually be able to speak in Spanish, which is different than like Caribbean Spanish or Mexican Spanish or South American Spanish, but they'll be able to speak in Spanish. Does that give them an edge because they can understand Jordan and Justin, but maybe those two can't understand their game plan?
That's all I always think about that in international sports. Like,
yeah,
soccer.
I mean, think about the Russian five. Like, you're on the ice with five Russians. Like, you have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I think about that in soccer all the time. Like, how nobody can understand. You can't understand your opponents Well, they can understand you. Like, if, you know, the U.S. is playing China or Brazil or whoever, they most likely speak English. The U.S. team is not speaking Spanish or Chinese or anything like that.
You brought up soccer. You brought up Brazil. Do you remember a Brazilian soccer player who went by the name of Hulk? I'll take that as a no.
No.
Okay. My soccer knowledge doesn't get past much more than Freddie Adu.
Let me tell you about...
Or Drogba. That's who I know.
Didier Drogba.
Zoltan.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Let me tell you about Hulk. Hulk is probably 36, 37, 38, somewhere in that range right now. He recently, as of 2019, I just read this story yesterday, he divorced his wife. They have three kids. They're no longer together. They split. He said he was unhappy, didn't want anything else to come out. He's very transparent. Because, you know, they weren't happy. He met somebody. And they just announced that they're going to have their first child. The person who he met, who he's having the child with, you'll never guess. It's his wife's niece. And in the statement, he's like, oh, she's young and beautiful. I'm like, that's the most Brazilian thing I've ever heard. He left his wife for her niece, and now she's pregnant. Child number four. So congratulations to the Hulk.
Gross.
That would be...
Well, she's of age, it's not gross. Okay, if she's 20.
But it's
still gross.
That's your former niece. Like, yeah, it's not your blood niece. It's still, like, when you're married
not related to the person.
When you're married to her aunt, you're her uncle. When you're married to somebody's aunt, you're their uncle. That's just how it works.
Only via law, law, not by blood.
For the rest of the show, I'm calling you Uncle Hulk.
I'm honored to have that. Either way, like I said, the most Brazilian thing ever, right?
Okay, so, Uncle Hulk.
There you go. That's just your random piece of information for you. Just because I read it yesterday.
The better story is Ronaldo moving out of his mansion because the goats next door were too loud. So he went and had to buy a new mansion.
How do you not offer some sort of payment for the goats?
because he just made $1 billion. So he's like, screw it. I'll just go buy a different mansion.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe that home didn't mean that much to him, I suppose. it could be that they, you're talking about next level
so
wealth.
He owned it in straight cash. So it's not like he had to like deal with a mortgage, getting rid of that.
Just shoot the goats.
We're just buying. Maybe he was just looking for an excuse to buy a mansion. He goes, I heard a goat yesterday. I'm moving.
The hell with it, right? Team number two, back to the Ryder Cup here because we got off on the international story that somehow ended up with the Hulk story. Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa against Victor Hovland and Paul Casey, followed up by Daniel Berger and Brooks Koepka against Matt Fitzpatrick and Lee Westwood, and then Xander Schauffele and Patrick Kentley against Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter, which you couldn't convince anybody that that wasn't just four Europeans playing. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay against Rory McIlroy and Ian Poulter. Like, that's Team Euro all by itself. So that's the morning foursomes pairings that we have happening right now. So it's a very unique event. The course, they're playing so early. Dan, I know that you used to play competitive golf, and the early tee times were fun in the summer. The early tee times in the fall, not so much, because you get that, oh, man, it's cold. It's like 40, 50, you know, high 40s, mid 50s sort of temperature.
I kind of like that.
But then but you dress for it, and then in the afternoon, as the day goes on, it starts to get hotter, and then you start taking off layers. You know, I mean, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, the worst is like golf in the rain. I don't care if it's cold. I know you're you and our old buddy Neil Rule are anti bad weather or cold weather golfers.
Yeah, I don't have to do it anymore.
It doesn't bother me to play when it's like I think I just said 56 there right now. That's not bad.
I think I'm supposed to play tomorrow morning. We're supposed to have an early tee time tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. We got Gian's younger brother Jonathan, the one who just got married, where I was the minister. He has got the golf bug. It's the first time he's ever played, and he's now up to 6 or 7 rounds this year. He can't stop.
Is Jonathan his real name?
Yeah, Jonathan Luis.
So they have a Gian and a Jonathan? It's just one foreign name, one American name?
Well, Gian is how we say it here, but John is how you would say it there. So, yeah, they have a John and a Jonathan. It's crazy, right? Because he's named after the Pope.
Well, yeah, but if you're from my neck of the woods, you're used to like crazy like
five siblings all having the first name.
There's just people that have like the same first and last name. I went to school with 3 or 4 people that had that.
Wow. Yeah, I can add. And his sister Janelle. So there you have it. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll get you our NFL Week 3 schedule and our best bets of the weekend. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins.
Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kahalen, Ryan Elking, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, working for the weekend. It's a celebration here on X's and Bros. We celebrate Fridays. We love Mondays, but we celebrate Fridays. Does that make sense? I don't want you to wish your life away. Oh, I wish it was Friday. I wish it was Friday. Then all of a sudden the weekend comes. You got Friday evening and you got Saturday, and then boom, next thing you know, you got the Sunday scaries leaning them on. I want you to enjoy it all, man. Have a great time. High school football tonight, week 5 in Michigan, week 6 in Ohio. We've got college football, week number 4 for some, week number 5 for others. It all depends on when you started, week 0 or not. Doesn't make any sense. Just call it what it is. Ryder Cup this weekend. NFL football schedule this weekend. Oh, my goodness. By the way, we got to get to something because I saw that this was being tweeted about, written about, spoken about yesterday. Everyone is obviously entitled to their own opinion on what they think the Detroit Lions should do, right? But I know we got to get to our picks too, so I'll try to make this as quick as possible. I don't believe in trading away TJ Hockenson, and I don't believe in trading away Taylor Decker either. Now, if you think that when Taylor Decker comes back from his hand surgery, depending on how the team wants to work this out, Penei Sewell in the preseason, was he as bad as everybody said that he was? Was he as uncomfortable as everybody said that he was? He's a bookend left tackle. Like there's no doubt about that. That guy can be really good on the left side for many years to come, right? Taylor Decker coming back from a finger surgery. It's not a knee. It's not an ankle. It's nothing like that. It's not a shoulder. So therefore, you know, his value is still very, very good for a team like Carolina that you saw their left tackle. Like, you are allowed to block people, bro. Like, that's your kind of the job listing here. You got to put your hands on somebody. I don't believe in dealing TJ Hockenson because he's, I believe, the most valuable offensive asset that this team has. TJ Hockenson has the potential to be an all-pro caliber tight end. He has that kind of potential. He's definitely a Pro Bowl tight end. There's no doubt about that. Is his value really good? Absolutely. What would you be able to draw from that? I heard yesterday through the grapevine that a comparison of the Jacksonville Jaguars was made after they had, what was it? They beat the Steelers and then got bounced in Foxborough. And, you know, look at that team, and they blew that team up. That team's not in a good position. Like, had they kept the Jacksonville Jaguars together from, I think that was the 2017 or 2018 season that we're referencing here, if they could have kept guys like, I don't know, Jalen Ramsey on the team and built around it and not tried to build around Blake Bortles, had they had a real quarterback there, they would be in better position today than where they are at under Trevor Lawrence. He's a generational quarterback. He's not. Patrick Mahomes is in the same generation. So please stop telling me that Trevor Lawrence is a generational quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is not going to be able to save the Jacksonville Jaguars by himself. It's almost damn near impossible to do so. Patrick Mahomes walked into a really good situation. A really good situation. We cannot discredit the talent that was already on the team there. He's a very good quarterback. So look what Patrick Mahomes did for the Chiefs. The Chiefs were built. They were already ready. They needed the quarterback to take them to that next level. That's what Alex Smith could not do. That's what Patrick Mahomes can do for that organization. The Patriots were already built when Drew Bledsoe went down. Tom Brady took them to the next level. You have to build this team. I don't believe in trading away your best offensive assets. You can start back over, not only at that position, but everywhere else that you need to address. I don't see that being very valuable. because I don't want to be the Jacksonville Jaguars of 2021. That's where we're at right now. I would have much rather been Jacksonville in 2017, 2018, when the talent was on that roster. They needed the quarterback to take them to the next level. They also need to get some of their personalities in check and probably hire the right coach. And they, you know, bringing in Tom Coughlin, that didn't mix over well with some of the veteran players. They're like, this isn't 95 anymore. You know what I mean? This is a bad mix. Jacksonville blew it, and now they have to start over again. I don't understand this thought process.
Well, Anthony, don't you know, every time you get a young star in the making, you have to trade him to hopefully draft another young star in the making.
Thank you for the extra hint of sarcasm that I'm picking up right now. Thank you for that. That makes no, there's no point in doing it, in starting over again and again. So you're going to take away a Pro Bowl, all-pro potential tight end to trade him for maybe a late first or second round picks, because we already have second round picks stashed. Okay. And then what? You're going to trade Taylor Decker away too, that we don't know how the offensive line will look if they have to shuffle things. Frank Ragnow's untouchable. You keep him forever. If a team like Carolina offered you, based on how this offensive line has played thus far, which has been, I think, exceeding expectations without Taylor Decker, adding him to this mix, like, you can play past the age of 28. Like, when you turn 27 or 28, you're not dead in the NFL. So if that means that he has a Lomas Brown career and plays 15 years, 16 years, 17, great. If they figure out that either Panay or Taylor Decker could play left guard, or if Panay can play right tackle, great. Why? It's not a problem, everybody. I think that too many people outside the locker room make too big of a deal out of things that they don't know about. Same way that Jeff Blashill addressed Bertuzzi in the dressing room with our guy John Keating for the Detroit Red Wings. It's not a problem in the dressing room. That's a problem on social media. Having two great left tackles is not a problem in real life. It's a problem on social media from people that aren't attached to the organization. If you're telling me that Penei Sewell's played so well at left tackle and Taylor Decker is going to have an issue if he's like, no, I can play right, like, whatever, whatever you guys need. Or Penei says, no, I'll play right. If he needs to play left, I can play right. You want to be good, or you want your team to be good? Which are you, a me guy or a we guy? Because I want we guys. I want guys that want the team to be successful. Because with team success comes individual success. And if you can't figure that out, I don't want you on this organization anyways. But I'm not trading our best asset. When we need wide receiver, right? I think you're okay with Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. I'm not going to be critical of them. They're doing a fine job. Jared Goff has got to bridge this gap so this team can address wide receiver, linebacker, and secondary in the next draft to two drafts. All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way. It is now time for one of my favorite segments. Segments where I make these picks blind before I do any research into any of this stuff, before I can get paid on Sundays, which last week wasn't great. Let's get into it. It's time for our best bets. Ryan surprises us. Dan, Ryan, and I, we make picks. Sometimes they're good. Other times they're not good. I felt really good about the 2020 campaign. Let's get into 2021. Week 3. Let's do it.
Yeah, Anthony, you killed it last year in NFL picks.
Slow start this year. Slow start.
Yeah. 7-8-1 for you last week brings you to 13-16-2 just on NFL picks. Overall with NFL and college, you're 18-21-2. Dan, 9-6-1 last week, as long same as me. Daniel on the college is or on the pro picks is 15-14-2. Only winning record so far. And I sit there tied with Anthony at 13-16-2. So, moving on.
Let's do it.
Week three? It's hard to keep track now.
Week three.
First game on the docket. The football team versus the football team, the Buffalo Bills. In Buffalo, for the time being, the Bills 7.5-point favorites against the football team.
Buffalo wins. Washington covers. Give me the football team.
I will take the points. 7.5, come on.
Washington's defense hasn't looked that great this year. I think
because apparently, you know, Chase can just he can sack people, but then get flags thrown on him.
Happens. I think the NFC Beast is kind of like the ACC North. It's just a rotating champion every year. So I think Buffalo goes in, takes down Washington, puts them in their place, and they cover the 7.5. That, and I just love Buffalo. Josh Allen, rocket arm, looks good in shorts. Going to throw 6 touchdowns this weekend. Now to Anthony's Cleveland Browns versus his favorite college quarterback of all time, Justin Fields, making his first career start. This game's in Cleveland, and this game, Cleveland's also favored by 7.5.
Cleveland covers only because it's going to be a little bit overwhelming for Justin Fields. It's going to be a shootout kind of game, but I could see Cleveland putting up damn near 40 points. Give me Cleveland.
7.5's a lot. I'm sticking with Chicago. Yep. 7.5's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
Nah, give me Cleveland.
There you
Chicago stinks. Matt Nagy's a joke. I mean, we can get into his press conference where he wasn't going to say Andy Dalton was the starter when healthy, because that's schemes. And then after it, sends out a press release saying Andy Dalton will be the starter when healthy. Just a mess up there. We'll save the Lions and Baltimore for last. Moving on, Anthony's Chargers lost last week at home to Dallas. Now they travel to Kansas City. The Chiefs, a touchdown favorite, 7 points.
Ooh, give me the Chargers to cover. Chiefs win, Chargers cover.
Yeah, Chiefs just they don't have a running game.
That's we took that first flight. Year for granted. You assume that it's going to happen every year. They're going to be 14-2.
Gosh, I keep taking the points. I'm going to do it again. Give me the Chargers.
A lot of dogs.
And I keep taking these heavy favorites because I want points. I want touchdowns. Give me Patty Mahomes. I just love it. Chargers struggling in the red zone. Sounds familiar. KC puts up TDs while Chargers settle for field goals. Now to the man who kicked Tom Brady out of the NFL, apparently, according to a trainer. New England Patriots with Mac Jones. They're at home taking on Mike Jones. Ever heard of him? Maybe heard of Jameis Winston, because he's traveling to New England this weekend, ready to eat a W. But the Patriots favored by 3.
What Jameis Winston shows up here? Give me the Patriots at home. I like that. Give me who? Mac Jones.
I believe Mac Jones is averaging 3 air yards per pass, which just not going to do it. I'll take New Orleans.
They dink and dunk their way to how many Super Bowls? That's what they do. They're dinkers and dunkers.
Yeah, for sure. Because, yeah, they didn't throw any deep balls with Randy Moss or Gronk out there or Deion Branch. No.
Did they win the Super Bowl when Randy Moss was there? No.
They won 17
No,
straight,
they dink and dunk their way down the field, man. It doesn't matter if it goes 3 yards or 30 yards. Get first downs, move the chain, score a bunch of points. Jameis throw picks. Let's go.
Mac Jones throwing 3 yards down the field. He could play for Michigan.
We're always on your mind.
Hey, if you had Mac Jones at quarterback, that would be a whole different story. Yeah, him and Alabama. Dude was slinging it last year. We all know Mac Jones' first career start, right? You remember it?
It wasn't the... No, I don't remember it.
You don't remember it?
No.
Give me New England and the 3. Moving on, the Giants taking on what it seems to be a professional football team in the Atlanta Falcons. The Giants favored by 3 at home. These games stink.
I know.
Poor
Michael Ross. Give me the Giants.
Let's run through.
Poor Michael Rothstein. He goes from the Lions to the Falcons. Oof.
Tough gig.
What is that? How many points?
3 for the Giants.
Oh, give me the Giants.
Yeah, give me the Giants. Moving on. It's the Bengals AFC North matchup, traveling to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, 3-point favorites as well at home. Big Ben just looked old. The first 2 weeks.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I will reluctantly take Pittsburgh with old Ben.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger pretending to be hurt. Everything's going to go well for him. He thrives on it. Give me Pittsburgh. Now for Uncle Herb, we'll let Uncle Hulk lead the way on this pick. They host the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals 7.5-point road favorites.
Yeah, give me the Cardinals. I can't take Jacksonville. As long as Urban Meyer and his treachery's there, no thanks.
I think if that was 15, we would all still be taking Arizona.
Dan, that's over a touchdown. That's too many points.
Give me Arizona.
That's too many points, Daniel.
Okay, it's different. It's different when it's, you know, two relatively okay teams.
All right, we're going to run through these next few quickly. Indy going to Tennessee. Tennessee 5.5-point favorites at home.
So it's a worthless line. It's a worthless line. Give me Tennessee, though.
I will. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the Colts. Give me Tennessee.
We're going to have to haul.
Tennessee doesn't even know who's playing quarterback. Give me the Titans. Denver hosting the Jets. 10.5-point favorites.
Give me Denver. The Jets stink.
Yeah, I'm going to take Denver as well. Teddy Two Gloves. Playing MVP ball right now.
I will also take Teddy and the Broncos. I'm over here pondering. I'm looking at these
okay.
lines.
Okay, moving on. We got to move quick. Miami, they're traveling to Vegas. Take on who, Uncle Hulk?
Uncle Hulk's taking the Raiders.
The Raiders, four-point favorites.
Raiders.
Yeah, let's go Raiders all around. Remember, they're sneaky good, especially in the first part of the season. Game of the week, Tom Brady no longer wants to be in New England. That's why he's in Tampa Bay. They're traveling to L.A. Take on three-time already MVP Matthew Stafford, if you've listened to any NFL talk shows over the offseason. He won three MVPs this offseason.
Tampa Bay.
So,
-1 for Tampa Bay.
Rams at home.
I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I can't go against Tom Brady. He's kind of, you know, he's done enough in his career where I can just get, I can be feel comfortable with any line for him. Seattle traveling to Minnesota. The Seahawks 1.5-point favorites.
Seattle. Dalvin Cook questionable for this game with the ankle. Give me Seattle. Russell Wilson, let's go. Big Russ.
On the road, I don't know. Minnesota.
What a terrible pick, Dan. Give me Seattle.
What a terrible pick from the guy that's leading.
To tell him, Dan, flex on him a little bit. Go ahead.
Don't let me bring up last year's record. Sunday Night Football, Green Bay traveling to San Francisco. 49ers, 3-point favorites at home.
I'm going to take the 49ers just because they're at home.
I think Rodgers is on a roll. Give me Green Bay.
Yeah, Rodgers traveling back near home. Probably gets to hang out with his wife. All life is good.
He's married?
Yes, Cheyenne Woodley. Actress.
Yeah, they got, like, secretly married.
She's an actress. I'm sure you guys have seen all of her films. She's probably in, like, you know, Family Christmas Part 3.
She was in the Divergent series.
You know who Shailene Woodley is. You've seen her.
I haven't seen Divergent.
Okay. But Tom Hanks might have been in it. Anyway, Monday Night Football, you know, the matchup that gets forced down our national feed two times a year. Philly at Dallas. Dallas, 3.5-point favorites.
Hate them, but got to take them. Give me the Cowboys.
Give me the Cowboys.
And lastly, Baltimore traveling Detroit. Baltimore, 8.5-point favorites.
Lions cover. Let's go.
Sorry. Give me Baltimore.
Give me the Lions. Calvin Johnson getting honored. Baltimore coming off a hot win. Give me the Lions to cover the 8.5.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy high school, college, pro football. The Ryder Couple. Talk to you Monday. Same time, same place. Right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.